Blog Talk Radio.
get in tune with me tonight. I hope you all are ready for me tonight, because as my shirt say, y'all need Jesus. I had to learn how to include myself in the word y'all. So not just you all, but I need Jesus. And when I started concentrating and listening for God's voice and listening for God's instruction and allowing God to humble me and teach me how to want to be humble and surrendering to be humble, I started really seeing a difference in my life. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33, which says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now, that is what this ministry stands on. And that's a powerful scripture, because once we know to seek God first, and all things and everything, before we speak, when we speak, while we speak, and even after we speak, we should be seeking God to make sure, tell you right then and there, to stop, humble yourself, and go back and say, "I just told a lie," or, "No, nah, I shouldn't have said that. Please forgive me." You know, whatever he tells you to do, you must get yourself lined up with the word of God and with the spirit of God to do what God told you to do. Now, my first scripture I have before I get into humble is Numbers 23:19. I want to read, if I can find it real quick, the NIV verse. It says, "God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill?" That's the NIV version of Numbers 23:19. But I like the King James version, where it says, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" See, I like that version better, because it tells us that he is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Now, we do know in his word that he talked about repenting that he made man. Now, I had stole a little idea from Apostle Elect when she was teaching on respect, and she told us what each letter meant. So with the word of humble, when I started humbling my humble, and I told God, "God, it's some things I have up before you, it's some things I have on the altar before you, it's some things I have in my heart that I'm praying on to you, and I have before you in my heart." I had to realize that looking at the word humble, each letter represented something that kept me for God. One thing I had to look at was help. I need God help. I need his help to keep me focused, I need his help to help me be all that he has called me to be, all he has called me to be, all he has in my life. I need his help to stay focused on his will for my life. So I looked up Psalms 121, I should say it like that, verse 1. It said, "I lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help." Number 2, "My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Now, when I realized that, I had, every time I pray, fold my hands, bow my head, but I had to start looking up to heaven. I had to start looking up, as the word say, to the hills for which cometh my help. I know my help cometh from the Lord. I had to realize I had to get hungry after God. I needed to start, like Matthew 6:33, I had to start seeking him. I had to start wanting God in everything I do. And every place I go, I had to ask God to come in, go first, be there when I get there. God, be my source. God, just be my help. I had to ask God for that. I had to start honoring God, okay? I had to learn how to be hot or cold. I didn't want to be cold no more, where I needed him when I needed him. I had to be hot and just understand that I needed God at all times, that he had to be my help. He had to be my everything. That's what I had to start realizing, that God was just that, God. And I had to humble myself and say, God, I can't say I need you like a job from 9 to 5. I can't say I need you 5 days a week and have the weekends off and holidays. I had to say, God, I need you every day of my life. Thank you, Leonard, for joining in. I had to just start being humble before God. Seriously, before I could be humble before anybody else, I had to go to God with a humble spirit. I had to go to God with an honest spirit. I had to just go before God and say, God, I need you. God is my help. I need thee every hour. That's right, Leonard. I need thee every hour. I like I said a little while ago, 01 a.m. to 12:00 midnight p.m. And let God know I need you. I need you, Lord, all day long. You are my help. I look to the hills for which cometh my help, and my help cometh from the Lord. I had to look at the word humble and go to the you and just understand that I had to unbind myself to certain things. I had to learn how to stop being unbeliever. You know, sometimes, you know, we get in a situation and we believe things, God will bless other people and God do for other people. Hey, Brian, thanks for joining in. You know, I had to start saying, God, help me in my unbelief. I had to just start believing that. I had to get an understanding. So I went to Proverbs, the 4th chapter, and I read in the 5th verse. He says, get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the word of my mouth. The verse 7 says, wisdom is the get wisdom, and with all things, get understanding. Not a understanding, not some like the understanding. It said, get understanding. With all things, get understanding. And once I understood and got an understanding that God is my help, I began to believe to say, God, in all things, I can trust you. In all things, God, I know that no matter what happens, no matter which way it looks, no matter how it goes, but God, you are my help. You are my, I'm looking for my ink pen. You are my everything. I had to get to that place. And also with realizing that God is my help. Not was, but he is my help. And I was getting an understanding to make sure I can get myself my, you know, it's probably kind of a little crazy, but you have to get your heart, your mind united and understanding you need help from God, that you need God's mercy and grace every day. You need God's love every day. You need God's forgiveness every day. Once I understood that God is my help, I began to believe more that God would help me as well as he helped others, because he says, he helps the just as well as the unjust. God has no respect of person. And I really had to get that in my spirit. And that's what I had to go. Let's go to 1 Peter. You know, I already read you all for the M, our motto, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let's go to 1 Peter and I got two scriptures there, 5 and 6. Well, the fifth verse says, let me make sure I got this right. Fifth verse says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elders, ye all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble, under the mighty hand of God, that he may be exalted, that he may exalt you in due time. 7 say, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. So once I realized that God was my help and I got an understanding, I understand that God moves in me. God moves situations in my life and things in my life, mighty hand. That it says in due time. So I'll tell you all about a little later about how this week I just was blessed. I'll tell you about that in a moment. When I realized with the letter M that I had to say, God, if you be my God, teach me how to want to be your person, your people, your child, your vessel. I had to ask me how to want to be that. I had to realize that in the beginning, God made mankind. And I may be womankind, but I got man is one man. I had to understand that I am a part of God's creation. His M is so awesome. It had to teach me how to be a mentor. I took some classes before that I wanted to know how to be a mentor for people, not just young people and not just old people, but people my age. I wanted to be a mentor because you have to understand when God gives you gifts to learn how to use your gifts to mentor people. Just because you know how to do something don't mean you always do it in the right mindset. You know, you got to be mindful of the gift that God gives you. And you got to learn how to use it. And you have to use it with teaching people that in all things you do, do it because God is going to bless you by using his mighty hand, whether he's going to stop something or tell it to come on. You know what I'm saying? We always say, God opened doors and no man can shut. God shut doors and no man can open. God gives us blessings that we know nobody else can do because only the God and the gift of God that was done for you and unto you. I also had to look at the word, the letter B. Now, I didn't look to the hills for which cometh my help. Out of all my giddies, I've got an understanding. I'm mindful of the mighty hand of God. I had to become a believer to let God mighty hand moving my life. Therefore, I understood that God was blessing me and God was a blessing to me. All that I did and all that I do is because God has blessed me. Now, I also had to understand this. First Corinthians, 6:20, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. And your spirit belongs to God. I started off with God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. I started off saying that. If we know that God is not a man that he should lie, that lets us know we're operating through the spirit of God. So therefore, we have to let our spirit be open to God so that the Holy Spirit can live in us, because God has sent the Holy Spirit to us because we have just opened up, because we know we were bought with a price. So we didn't just come over here like this, because when God sent Adam, we had that opportunity, but Adam, as we could say, he blew it for us, because he didn't know how to say, my God shall supply all my needs. If he gave me one, he'll give me another. Adam didn't know how to step back and say, God said don't, so I won't. Adam was like, oh, this woman, oh, she got off, and she did, oh. He went on with her. But if he had stepped back, we would have had it like that. But since he didn't step back and say, no, we don't have it like that, that's when Jesus had to come, and he paid the price to be able to live with God, you know, for eternity. He paid the price that all of our sins were forgiven, because he took them on, and he became sin before his Father for us. That's how Jesus honored us. That's how he humbled himself for us. So we have to learn how now to humble ourselves. In other words, to say, thank you, Lord. Say, God, I want to be humble. Now, I'm talking about God, because the Word of God teaches us this first naturally, then spiritually. So we're going to talk about spiritually first, because we know how we operate in the natural. And then we're going to talk about the natural later, because I'm going to tell you something. It's still going to start off with the spirit, because in the natural, I had to surrender. I had to give up. I had to throw up my hands and say, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me, oh Lord. Forgive me of my sins. I had to repent. And once I did that, then I was able to apply that to my natural life. Now, when I think about how I just spoke on long suffering, you know, how we would just put ourselves in a place, in a position that we know that Jesus didn't hang on the cross for days and nights. He didn't. He hung on the cross for some hours, because he definitely, before he gave up the ghost, he talked to God and he said, God, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know, even when he was in the place that he was, he could have got down, but he didn't. And I thank God he didn't get down. You know, I'm looking at this, I'm talking about long suffering, long lasting, longevity. I decided to link up with God and decided to allow him to be my Lord and Savior. I'm becoming, giving him my loyalty. I'm leaving those things behind, you know, that I used to do, because at this, a lot of times we don't realize we don't have a lot of time before us, whether you're young or not. Just because you're young in age don't mean you got a lot of time. You know, every man is given a certain amount of time. We don't know how much time we have, only the Father do. You know, and we do know that when you learn how to leave certain things behind, you learn how to let those semi-important things you think is important, leave them back there. When you get before God and you start praying and talking to God and reading your word, you start finding out that you can do without. You really could. Even though you love it, it's a passion for you, it is not causing you to linger in God. To want to linger in God's presence. You know, even while you're working, while you're walking, while you're doing, if you like gardening, while you're washing your car, fixing your car, working on a project or working at work, you can still linger in God's sight. You can still linger in God's presence, because his word teaches us to always be prayerful. You can have a relationship and talk to God all the time. You ain't got to be loud and all that, because at certain times you need to be quiet, because you need to hear God talk to you when you're talking to him. Linger in his presence so you can hear what he's saying to you. I wanted to look at something in Deuteronomy 28. Let me see. The 12th verse. Make sure I got the right one. I'm in the, yeah, let's go to Deuteronomy 28 and 12. I had turned my Bible, but the page was on Numbers. So the 12th verse says, "The Lord shall open up thee his good treasures, the heavens to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow." 13 says, "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them." So God said he will make us lenders and not borrowers to many nations. So, you know, you may have a lot of people around you, you know, you may have organizations that you're involved in, and a lot of people are involved, whether it's in the organization you're in or they come and network with the organization you're in. You will be able to stand up. They will make you a lender and not a borrower. Whether people are asking you, it ain't always got to be about money. You know, it's sometimes people could ask you to lend them your time. You know, they may need your time to come pray for them, come pray with them, give them time to come see what they're doing. They may ask you to just listen to something they're talking about, because they may want you to give input, you know, like correction, criticism, or just input. You know, you have to really find out what people want you to do. And once you do it, they tell you, you pray and ask God what is it that they may be asking for. Don't always think lending means money. You know how you would say, oh, ask them, could they do this, you know, volunteer or donate some time. You know, you may want to be a lender like that. Our last letter is E. E is everlasting, endure, enduring, educator. Somebody may say something to you, and you may say, even though you don't believe it, even though you don't accept it, even though you don't understand, I love the Lord with all my heart. Even though you ain't getting it, even though you playing like you got it, even though, I had to remember John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." I had to remember that. Whatever I do for God, it's going to give me everlasting life. He said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will stand forever." That when you learn how to humble yourself. Last week, I talked about a project I was supposed to do, and the verses I used last week was Proverbs 18 and 10. Let's go back and look at that real quick. Proverbs: "The name of the Lord is strong tower, too righteous runneth into it and is safe. Number 12 says, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Okay? So when you look at that and you kind of think back on some things, what I was talking about last week, I had to go back to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now, hey, Patricia, thanks for joining in. When I had to really realize that in the natural, I wasn't being humble. I was really being me. Whether you know me by Renee, or you know me by Sparkle, or you know me by Sylvia, I was being me, but I wasn't being humble. I wasn't operating really with what God was telling me to do, because I don't know, I got sidetracked or sidebar, however you want to say it. Anyway, I was working on a project, and I was talking to somebody. I'm going to leave them for such and such. I don't want to say no name, like the story, say true story, but we're going to protect the innocent by not giving no name. So it's okay to laugh. I have to laugh at myself because while I call myself being jazzy and snazzy, God stepped right in. Because the person I was talking to said, that ain't God. And I said, well, I ain't heard God. And this person said, yes, you did. You heard him. Now, all I got to say is that don't sound like God to me. So I had to say, you know what? You right. Well, I tell him, I say, no, I'm going to call him right now while you on the phone. And I called the person and told the person they were suggested to me and what I had said. But I tried to first not say anything. I was just trying to do something like God said. But God said, that ain't what I told you to do. So I had to tell on myself. I had to humble myself and tell the person what I did and what I said. Person ended up working with me on the project, and I came out the project really blessed. Because I didn't think the person really wanted to do it with me and or that it was going to turn out like it did. But I was so blessed that God used that person to tell me, that ain't God. You are walking in yourself. You need to do what God told you to do. And then at work, I decided that I was a little frustrated going on. And how it goes on all the time, as far as I'm concerned. And I really said to a person in authority what shouldn't be, what need to do, it need to happen, it need to get. And the same person that told me about the project said, that ain't God. You know you out of order. Because if it hadn't been me, you'd have got a quick note saying, meet me in my office at such and such time. And I said, really? And when I finished talking to the person, I took it to God in prayer. And God said, uh-huh, you need to read your own shirt. Except you take the Y, the A, and the L off and use one L. And say, look in the mirror and say, I need Jesus. And I had to go back to the person and tell them, I apologize for the what I had said and the why I said it and the way I said it. And at first I didn't want to do it because I didn't know how the person was going to come to me, because those of y'all that know me know, you know, I have a way with words. My cousin Margo, Minister Margo, said she, when she was growing up, she loved words and she loved how put words together. Margo, I love words too, and I sure put them together. But that day, God showed me how to take them words and eat them. And when I apologized to the person, he was like, I forgave you when you said it because I knew what was you were trying to say and what was wrong, and I agree with you 100%. Now, just think, if I hadn't humbled myself and went under the submission of the person that's my prayer partner that calls me out on a regular basis, calls me out because they see in me what God has appointed them to see in me, and they see in me what God is doing with me and what God wants to do for me. So I just say, Margo, watch out now, girl. I'll give some words, some meanings too. And anyway, back to what I was saying. And because this person challenges me and allow God to tell them what I love about this person, they are not a yes person. They are a person that will call me out. Not some days later, you know, how people call and say, you know, I was thinking about something you said. No, this person will call me out right then and there. Ain't no thinking about it. It don't sound right. You know how you say it? That smell like some stale food. That milk's stale. You ain't got to taste it when you can smell it. She called me out right then and there. And I say, God, I thank you because I asked you. I'm going to say this week, same as I said last week. We're quick to say, I want some correction. We're quick to say, I can take correction. I can take criticism. We're quick to say it because it sounds good coming out and it looks good when you read it on paper. But when you hear it in your ear gate and you receive it in your heart, you didn't really mean to say that. You kind of go back and say, I wish I hadn't said that because I was just talking. You know how sometimes you say, I was just talking. But when I apologized and he said what he said, if he hadn't said what he said, I would have been walking around thinking the first time he looked at me a certain way or he said something, oh, he's still mad about that. But it's only because I didn't take time out to get an understanding. I didn't take time out to humble myself. I wasn't mindful of what I said. I didn't believe that I needed to go back and apologize. I didn't take the L and put love into going back to this person, telling them, I'm sorry. I apologize. Because, see, I was taught not to say I'm sorry no more, but after what I said to this person, after I apologized, I had to say I'm sorry for what I said. I had to show the love of God in me to go back to that person. And because I did follow God's instruction and humble myself, that person was able to say, I forgave you when you first said it because I understood where you were coming from. So with me doing that, the ego to stand up, I ended up having favor from that person because I humbled myself to the prayer partner, to the woman of God. I humbled myself and followed God's instructions that he instructed her to instruct me to check myself because I was about to wreck myself. What you say, Margo? We are always blessed when we do things God's way. True, we are because I'm so glad this woman of God called me out. Didn't wait. Didn't think about it. Didn't have to come back later. I'm going to shoot the time. I said that 5 o'clock, she was correcting me. She was checking me. And I didn't take it where, oh, you think you all that? No. I took it where, because I know her. If it wasn't wrong, she wouldn't have said it. If it wasn't a situation, she wouldn't have said, you need to go back. You need to tell them what you did and what you said. And by me doing that, I was blessed both times. The first time with telling the person what I said about them, and the second time with telling the person who I said something to, I apologize, I shouldn't have said it. I mean, it was okay to say it, but I could have did it a tactful way. I could have did it a better way. I could have approached it a much better way, you know. So with me saying all that, because I humbled myself to God and I stayed before God and said, God, I thank you for correction. I thank you for a vessel that you put in my life that's willing to put everything aside and say, friend, foe, or whatever, you were wrong, willing to tell me the truth. And I love that. I said, God, I want to thank you. So with that happening, and the person told me, said, I was so proud of you when you, I'm a witness to one. And just to hear the stress out of my voice and just to hear me say, I went back to the person and I apologized. The person, my prayer partner, said, I'm so proud of you that you are willing and allowing God to maneuver in your life. And you are willing and allowing God to say, yeah, you heard me. But since you want to play like you didn't hear me, God, pray for me. Or act like you didn't hear me. I'm going to make sure somebody in your ear, you going to hear me one way or the other. And then what you do with it, that's where I'm going to find out. Are you really saying what you mean, and are you really meaning what you say? So with all that being said, on this week, I have been asking God about something I needed to take care of, and I've been needed to take care of it for. Now, that's why we say God's timing is not our timing. God's ways are not ours. They are far from the east is from the west. They're far apart. Move when God say move. I asked God about something over a year ago. And I've been asking. And God told me on this week to tell Van, we're going to get up and go take care of some business. But that's something I need to do. And we took our son. And because I moved when God told me to move, they kept saying, well, what time are we going to leave? When are we going to leave? I thought, I kept saying, in a minute. Even up to a certain time, I sat still until God said, okay, get up and go now. I said, let's go. And we moved out. Bless. Now, how many of you all from Chicago, live in Chicago, know you go down to Chicago, you go downtown in Chicago, you may have to pay $30, $40 or whatever to park. Ain't nothing going to be under $15. I don't care if it's for 30 minutes or what. You're going to pay when you go downtown to park. So it's best to take somebody with you that can drive around. So I really didn't have the gas to drive around. But each place I went to, I was able to park by City Hall. No meter parking, no police there moved. Had to go down on State Street. You know, you could park in the middle of the intersection. Now they had a little lanes where the police cars and trucks and stuff park over there. So I pulled up. Well, first of all, I went past my place and I needed to park my car. So I met Buster U-Turn, not paying attention, right in front of the police. Buster U-Turn, like, I'm the mayor, you know. And then I pulled down to a place and parked. And Stan said, what are you doing? I said, parking. He said, you can't park here. I said, uh-huh, because I'm saying God told me I could park there. This is what I'm saying. I heard God say, park right here. So I parked in there. Went in there, took care of my business, about 30 minutes, maybe a little more. Even when I come out, he's still right there. Ain't nobody told him to move or nothing. Now I leave out. Guess what? I bust another U-turn. Went around to another place to take care of some business. Went in there to see the person. So what I needed to take care of, basically, I took care of it. I made all the other stops, but I didn't really need to go to Office Depot or whatever it is. I didn't need to go downtown to City Hall. I didn't need to go to the other building I went to. I could have just went to the fourth building and took care of what I took care of. But the thing was, God was teaching me how to follow instructions. And because I was doing all the other stuff, it led me up to the paperwork I needed to take over there to do this. And just to know I took it to the right place. Then when I got to that place, they was like, oh, wow, you shouldn't be in this, and you shouldn't be in that, and you shouldn't be in this. We're going to move you from here to here. And I was like, thank you, Lord. Because I humbled myself, and I did what God had instructed me to do. I did what God had me instructed to tell me what to do, to correct myself. When I did what God told me to do, I ended up being blessed. So all this week, I have been blessed. God has been blessing me. So I'm telling you, even at work, I can't even explain to you all the things that God has been blessing me with. I don't want to say no names because I'm protecting the innocent. I'm still working and being humble, y'all. Y'all keep me in your prayers. Know that God is God. Nobody but God. Move when God tells you to move. Learn how to humble yourself. You know, you may not dot every I, cross every T. You may not jump up and do it all right now. You may still be on learning ones and twos. One plus one is two, and two plus two is four, and one times zero is zero, and one subtract zero is one. You may be still learning that in A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You may be still be learning that in Christ, the steps in Christ I'm talking about. So don't wonder where I'm going with all that. There's steps in Christ. So to make sure you have it right, to make sure you do it right, and you don't try to go past the instructions that God is giving you, because you're going to miss some steps. And then you're going to find yourself getting a little disappointed. You're going to find yourself having to start back over because you didn't take your time and follow instructions. Because I'm going to tell you something. I said to myself first, and then I said it to God, and I mentioned it to my prayer partner. I said, I keep finding myself in a place. And I said, Lord, tired of this. I don't want to be here. I said, God, I got to pass this test. I said, it's time. So I had to, that's why I said I had to humble myself and do it the way God said to do it. And do it like God said to do it. Don't do some like it. Don't do kind of like it. Don't do, well, I'm going to do it my way, but I'm going to put it in Jesus' name. No, you can't do that. You know, I mean, yes, if y'all agree with me, give me some thumbs up. Because I had to really get to a place. Because I'm telling you, sometimes we get so involved in organizations and situations and relationships and places in our life. We really, how can I say it? You get beside ourselves. The late Apostle Sandra Thomas used to always say, I stink in thinking, you know, and we get beside ourselves that we really don't believe that we need some help. But I'm telling you all, I thank God. Get you a real prayer partner. Get you somebody that's going to call you out and tell you, that ain't God. I know you don't think you operating under God. I know you don't think God told you to say. Get somebody that's going to call you out. In other words, get somebody like Jesus going to go in the temple and turn over the tables and tell you, this is a house of prayer. Get yourself with a prayer partner that's going to call you out and tell you, you are not allowing God to work in your heart and your spirit. Surrender for real and let God in. Not, he's still at the door knocking. And you say, hold up, let me put my pants on. Hold up, let me get dressed. Let me find my key, I'll be there. Open the door and say, God, what is it that I need? Because I'm tired of being in this place. I'm tired of this test. The only thing changes is the faces and the names, but the test is still the same. God, I don't want to be here no more. You got to get tired to humble yourself before God. Humble yourself before the altar. Humble yourself before yourself and tell yourself, you know you need help. Look to the hills from which cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Learn how to say, God, teach me how to turn from my wicked ways. Teach me, Lord, how to just be in your presence. Yes, Margo, help us, Lord. Lord, I need your help. I need your help 24/7, 12 months a year, 52 weeks a year. I'm telling you, I need God. I wish I could say like Apostle Alexia Kaiser said, to the millisecond, to the second of second, to the milliliter of millisecond. She breaks it down to the whatever it needs to be broke down to. I just say, God, I need you 24/7, 52 weeks a year, 12 months a year. If I could go into the days 365 and 366, whatever it is, God, I need you. And I'm just saying that to say, give God time, faith, and the ability to touch your heart and to your mind. Get in his word. Start by telling God, Lord, it's me. Try to give him 30 minutes a day. Or if you only have 5 or 10, start with something. Saying, it's me, God. I'm just checking in and let you know I want to be saved. Lord, I want you to forgive me of my sins. God, I want you to send me to the church that you will have me to go to. Send me to a church that's going to teach me what thus says the Lord. Because if you seek him first and his righteousness, then he also be added unto you. What you say, Leonard? He paid it all for me. He gave his life on Calvary. Thank you. Thank you, Leonard, for I thank you for tuning in tonight. Because one thing I have found out, yes, God did not want his people to be broke down, begging. He said he will make us lenders and not borrowers. God will make you rich, even when you don't have to be Trump rich. Well, I don't even know if Trump rich for real. I'm going to just say, you don't have to be rich. You could be rich in the spirit of God. You could be rich in the favor of God, because favor ain't fair. And I tell y'all what, I got the favor. I tell people all the time, you can't bless me and not be blessed. You can't bless me and God not bless you back. Because if you openly bless me, God is going to bless you. And I'm saying that because, see, I believe in blessing people. You know, you can't throw what you have to the dog. What I mean by what you have, what God has given you. When you know you're operating with God's gift, you can't throw them to the dogs. You can't throw it to the pigs. You got to take God's gift. Sing. Some can preach. Some can pray. Some can talk, do poetry. Some can draw. Whatever God gives you, you got to use it for the glory of God. Let God take your gift and let God multiply your gift. Just stop by and say, God, it's me checking in. Just to say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I don't need nothing but your forgiveness. I don't need nothing but your guidance. I don't need nothing but your instruction. Stop by and tell God hi. Thank you all for joining in on tonight with Blog Talk, www.com. I just want to say thank you all for tuning in on Facebook Live. We are here every Friday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Minister Sylvia Kaiser, your host with Let's Talk, presented to you all by Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. your heart for God and just watch. Watch what he do. Humble yourself. Give God your life. Watch what he do. Get in his word. Make that a part of your life. Watch what he do. Get into prayer. Spend some time with him. Watch what he do. Okay? So we'll be back here Sunday morning. I don't know if they're going to do Facebook, but we will be on Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is 310-310-861-2354. That's at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser. They are your hosts for Let's Talk Sunday morning, okay? We're here on Monday evening. Every Monday we have a different speaker. This is the second Monday of the month, so our speaker would be Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. We're 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E. Pastor Troy Thomas will be our speaker for the second Sunday. You all follow our postings on Facebook. Please share them. If you like them, please tune in. Tell your family and friends about it. So we're just doing what God has instructed us to do. And I tell you right now, if you stay faithful to God, God will stay faithful to you. So, again, we're going to pray our way out. God, I thank you for every viewer, every listener on Blog Talk, every viewer on Facebook. God, let them have the ears to hear what your word has said to them tonight. Let them have the eyes to read your word, to receive what you have said tonight. Give them the heart to maintain your word, that they will hide it in their heart, that they may not sin against thee, that when they need it, they will pull it up, oh God. Pull up your word out of their heart. God, we just ask you to cover them. Whatever their need is, God, whether it's a financial breakthrough or a healing or they're standing in the gap for someone else, God, I want you to just bless them all, bless their loved ones, bless their households, bless their jobs, God. For those that's looking for work, God, we just ask you to open the door that they will get a job. But the matter of fact, God, we ask you to give them the job of their heart's desire. God, for we know that you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. If you said it, will you not do it? And if you do it, shall it not be good? God, we just thank you for your word. God, we thank you for covering us each and every day. We thank you for being our Lord, our Savior, our Father, and our God. God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Cover us while we're sleeping at night and for those that's going to work, God. Cover them while they're at work and while they're at home sleeping. God, you said that you will cover us in our coming and our going. God, we just want to say we thank you, God. Keep all harm, evil, danger, and death away, oh Lord. Cover our house. Cover our house, oh God. Our house, this right here. Our house. Besides the house that we live in, God. Keep all red light tickets. Keep all flack. Blow out carjackings and anything and everything away. What the devil meant for evil, God, use it for your good. But God, we know you are God and God alone. You don't need no help being God. You got that all under cover. You got that all under wraps. God, we just thank you. Bless America, oh Lord. Bless America. Go into every heart. And tell them you're still here knocking at the door. Let me in that you will see a change. In Jesus' name, amen. Our foundational scripture again is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So until next Friday, be blessed, be prayerful. Bless somebody on this week. And most of all, humble yourself, and you will eat the good of the Lamb. Let the Lord bless you. Amen, y'all. Good night. Good night, Blog Talk.